gully. You ever hear me call it a gully?
Yeah.
The gully or a ditch or a, all this other thing we call them. Most of us just an old gully.
How about the ditch beside the road that they scrape out?
Oh, that's the bar ditch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You mean the ones they made?
Yeah.
That's the bar ditch, yeah. They're very in different widths, you know. They call it the bar ditch. Will be 10 feet or 8 feet or 6 feet, according to the roadbed.
To change the subject now, if someone asked you where you were now, what would you say? I'm not downtown, I'm...
If you asked me where I am now?
Yeah.
What would I say if I was answering them accurately? Uh-huh. I would say, of course, if I was here, I'd say I'm at home.
Uh-huh, good. And if someone is walking this way, I'd say he's coming. He's not going away from me, he's coming.
Towards you.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
If you went downtown and found a man there that you hadn't expected to meet, and came home and your wife said, did you intend to meet him? You might say, no, I didn't intend to meet him, I just...
A coincidence.
Uh-huh.
Or accident.
And what does that mean?
That means you simply did it without his or your knowledge. You just ran into one another.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. If a boy is named William and his father is named William, you'd say they named the boy?
After.
Uh-huh.
He's Junior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What pets did you have on the farm? What pets did you have out on the farm?
Oh, we had to have our cats, kittens, and in every case a good dog.
Oh, they're important, aren't they?
Oh, they are important.
What did you say to your dog if you wanted him to attack something? Let's say if there was a squirrel or something, you wanted him to get him.
Sick. Uh-huh. Sick him.
And if you wanted him to come to you?
Well, if you wanted him to come to you, you ought to come here.
Uh-huh.
And that dog can understand you.
Uh-huh.
A good dog understands you like a child. I've got a big dog out at the farm now, and I can talk to you like a kind of 5 or 6 year old child. You understand me just as clearly as a kid would.
What kind of dog is it?
She's a big half shepherd and half police.
Uh-huh.
And I just talk in low tones to her just like I would to you. And uh-huh. I'll say, come here, or go back, or go lay down.
Uh-huh.
She minds me just.
Huh.
Come in, lady.
Why,
yes,
hello there.
Sir. You been somewhere?
Why, we haven't moved a muscle.
No. Yeah, we didn't stop and smoke.
Let's see, if a dog is, let's say, 2 or 3 different kinds, no pedigree or anything, you say he's just a...
mongrel.
And if dogs are fighting and someone gets in there and tries to take them apart with his hands, you say, don't do that or you'll get...
bitten.
Well, that's mean, too, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Scratched or bitten or whatever, they usually bite you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see, if you have four of these, what would you say you have?
You have an oak, a yoke of oxen.
That would be 2 or 4?
That's 2.
Now how about 4?
4 would be 2 yokes.
Uh-huh.
You see, they yoke 2 together.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen these yokes they use on oxen?
Yeah.
Well, you see, they're actually put together.
Mm-hmm.
The two are.
They do put them together.
They put them together. They're yoked together.
Mm-hmm.
Stick your head right through that yoke, you see.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special word for a motherless calf?
Mm-hmm. A motherless calf's an orphan calf.
Uh-huh.
We have one on the farm now. We refer to it every day as that little orphan. His mother died.
Huh.
Left it an orphan.
And if a cow is going to give birth to a calf, you say the cow is going to...
freshen.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have fresh cow.
And a horse that hasn't been broken to the saddle,